This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder, said toxic people, said toxic traits. Because we know, y'all, we already know, not everybody's a narcissist. We get it. We got it. You got it. I got it. Okay. Today's episode is going to be about moments when the mask drops for a narcissistic person. Moments when the mask drops. A few different times when the narcissist reveals could reveal who they actually are to you. And this is the time, this is the thing. You know, some of these moments could happen way before you can see who they really are before you start making life-changing decisions, life-altering decisions with them. Some of them are life-altering decisions. You see what I'm saying? So there's a few different times when the narcissist, I'm telling you, if y'all don't know, like I used to have a gap in my teeth. Now I have these crowns in here and it gave me a little lisp. I'm trying to talk through my lisp, you know, Steven, like you remember the cable guy, my lisp is gone. Jim Carrey, shout out to Jim Carrey. Back to the topic at hand, y'all. Moments when the mask can fall off when the narcissist, the person reveals who they really are. So the first moment. One of the moments is when there's a baby involved, when pregnancy occurs. And this is not just me talking about a man getting a woman pregnant. This is me talking about a woman getting pregnant by a man. You mean narcissist, women can be narcissists as well. A person getting pregnant by another person. Y'all know whatever pronouns and gender you go by, pregnant people, getting a person pregnant, getting people pregnant, people getting pregnant. You know what I mean? But that's how it goes. So, when a baby gets involved, when pregnancy occurs, the moment, not the exact moment of conception, but very close to it. Not the moment of conception, but very close to it. When a baby is involved, sometimes the narcissistic person will reveal their true selves. They will discard you. They will become disconnected from you. They will actually stop love bombing you. They will start to devalue you and treat you differently once a baby gets involved. Once they get pregnant by you or you get them pregnant. Once a baby is involved, they will sometimes their mask falls to the floor and cracks like the Phantom of the Opera mask. You mean the Phantom of the Narcissist. Yeah, the mask drops, breaks, and then you see who they really are. And you can feel it too, y'all. You can feel it. We're pregnant. Ooh, gotcha. Because the reason this happens is because now it's harder for you to let them go. Now it's harder for you to get rid of them. They feel like they can actually be themselves now. Now it's harder because now you can't get rid of me. Now I can be myself. So now I can treat you a different way because you can't just break up with me. We're bonded. We're damn near for life now. I know everybody's situation is different, but we're bonded for life now. You can't just break up with me. You can't just get rid of me. Any way, shape, or form that you want to. You have to deal with me now. And that's the mindset of a lot of narcissistic people. Now you have to deal with me. Because we've been through all this, because this is happening, now you absolutely have to deal with me for a long time. So I can be myself now. Now I don't have to love bomb you anymore because the love bombing, the goal has been achieved. Or sometimes they don't want the baby out. If you get a narcissistic person, especially a man that doesn't want a baby by you, that mask will come off. Hey, you need to get rid of it. Guess what happens? The mask comes off and they treat you horrible. You know, I don't want to be a father right now. I don't want to be a mother right now. If you don't get rid of that baby, I'm telling you, they're going to treat you horrible for the rest of your existence because they feel like you're trying to trap them. It's not necessarily the abandonment issues. Now you're trying to trap them. Mask comes off. Same baby, different circumstances. Some of them don't want to be parents and they feel like you're trying to trap them. But again, the mask will come off and they'll start treating you differently when the baby's involved. So this is how it goes right here. Another moment, y'all. I've been doing videos all day. Another moment, y'all, is when y'all move in together. You know, moving in together. Not necessarily buying a house or anything like that, but when y'all move in together. This could be buying a house, but when y'all move in together, when y'all share under one roof, y'all either own each other. Typically, this happens when you move in with them. Because when you move in with them, if you sell your house or you break your lease or your lease is ended and now you move in with them and you got nowhere else to go, mask comes off. Now they feel like they can tell you what to do. Now they feel like they're in control of you. You see what I'm saying? Now, because you have nowhere, they feel like you have nowhere else to go, you have to lean on me. I set the rules now. So I don't have to be nice to you anymore. You were in my space. You were in my house. You know, this can happen, y'all. This can happen if y'all move in together as well, y'all. If you can't just kick them out, whoop, mask off. Mask off. And they'll let you know. I'm just telling you, they'll let you know. Oh, I got you. You're mine now. Y'all moved in together. Y'all together now. So they feel like, and y'all signed a lease together. So now they feel like they at least got a year on you, 6 months now. Anyway, especially if you move across the country, you move to a different country. Oh, goodness. They taking that mask off and sling it into, you know how people will get divorced and throw their rings into the ocean? Y'all move in together. They take their mask and throw it into the ocean. They become who they really are when y'all move in together. Under certain circumstances, y'all. Not all the time when this happens, because sometimes they'll be happy for a little bit that y'all move in together. It's subtle. It's not always an instantaneous change, y'all. It's subtle over time. You start to notice it. It's not just like, damn, you're different today. It's damn, you did. It just seems different. It's baby steps to being different. It's baby steps to the mask actually coming off and being removed. You see what I'm saying?
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
So you have to prepare for that. If you're dealing with a narcissistic person, you will see it. That's what I'm just saying, y'all. That's when you will see it. Like when you move in, you're like, oh. Sometimes you'll see it before you move in. You see what I'm saying? If you see red flags before you move in, don't move in with them, y'all. I know you really don't know people until you live with them, but sometimes you know a little. Sometimes you know enough about them to not move in with them. You mean? Sometimes you don't really know them until you move in with them. But damn it, sometimes you know enough. You mean? Sometimes you know enough. So it's like, yeah, this might not be worth. This might not be it. You know, because they feel comfortable enough to be themselves, especially if they're in control of the lease or the house is in their name, or you moved a long distance to be with them, or even if they moved a long distance to be with you, that make you feel guilty about trying to kick them out. I have nowhere to go. You gonna keep me out? I know I changed. No, everybody changed. We move in. Blah, 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 blah. They'll change up on you. The mask will come off, but they'll make you feel guilty because they have nowhere to go. I'm gonna be homeless. You gonna keep me out? I'm gonna move here for you. Blah, blah, blah. See? Control. Guilt. Use that. Another moment, y'all. It's setting boundaries, y'all. Setting a boundary. This is the easiest way to get the mask to come off, y'all. This is the easiest way to get the mask to come off. Saying no. Setting a boundary. Y'all, the word no is both a complete sentence and a boundary. No. You don't have to explain. Yeah, and you don't even have to explain it. No. If you want to pull the mask off a narcissistic person faster, find a way to say no. Find a way to say no. Literally, find a way to say no. Think about it. Find a way to say no. If you say no to narcissistic people, treat no as like you're trying to damn near kill them. So if you say no to them, typically they're going to pull their mask off to reveal who they really are. They'll try to talk you out of your boundary. They'll try to talk you out of your no. They become used car salesmen for themselves. They're trying to sell themselves. Like they'll use people salesmen. They'll sell them themselves to you. Like if you set a boundary, you say, I don't kiss on the first date. And y'all have this fantastic first date. They done wined and dined you and everything. Y'all get to it's like a scene from the movie Hitch. Y'all get to the stoop of the apartment or the house or whatever, the front doorstep, and you say, well, goodbye, have a good night. And they'd be like, oh, you no kiss, no hug, no hug, no kiss, no goodbye. No, I told you I don't kiss in the first night. Wow, really? Wow. Damn, so you really did. You really use people like that, don't you? You really are a user, aren't you? And you're like, what are you talking about? I told you that from the beginning. Well, I told you that because you didn't really know me. You didn't really get the chance. I thought you liked me. I thought you really liked me. Y'all, goddamn it. And seeing y'all. This is me back. I'm back. If y'all have a conversation like that on your first, second, third date, That's a boundary violation if I've ever seen one. You see what I'm saying? That person is violating your boundaries, trying to talk you into a yes. That's coercive. First of all, it's coercive behavior. But then again, they're trying to talk you into a yes when you said no. You clearly set your boundaries to say no. They try to talk you into a yes. Do you see where I'm going with this right here? Power yourself up. You are empowered enough to make a conscientious decision to say no and keep no. If they try to push you off of that no, they've revealed themselves. You see how manipulative they just became. They try to guilt trip you. Oh, I spent some money on you. Oh, I got dressed up. I spent money on this dress and I can't do it. You see what I'm saying? It's not just men. We women as well. Non-binary people as well. But you see what I'm saying? That's the easiest way to get the mask to come off is by saying no or setting a boundary. Telling them, setting a boundary, and if they try to push against that boundary, I'm telling you, if you set a damn boundary and you say no and they push against it from the beginning, I'm just telling you. You know this, you might not have knew in the past, but you know this now. If you listen to this video and this happens to you and you're like, well, Lee said this would happen, but Lee doesn't know what he's talking about. Lee Hammack predicted that this would happen. He said this word for word that this would happen. And you know what? I'm not going to listen to him now. I don't follow Lee for a long time. You know what? I'm not going to do anymore. I'm not going to listen to him anymore because he made too much sense. He predicted this was going to happen. But I like this person. I'm going to give him a chance anyway. Boom. You just ruined your life. Now all the stuff is going to happen to you. You're going to drop your boundary. They're going to turn that no into a yes. You're going to move in together and you're going to have a baby. So all the mask revealing is going to happen. You're going to have one grand. So now you got a situation where one grand mask dropping occurs. It's like you just made I don't know if y'all watch Dragon Ball Z, but you just turned him into a Super Saiyan. If y'all seen the Avengers Endgame when Thanos got his last stone, that's what happens. When all this stuff happens, when they violate your boundaries, y'all moving together and the baby gets involved, that's like Thanos getting all his stones and snapping his finger on your relationship. I am inevitable. Snap. But anyways, y'all, I hope this video brought you some clarity and some clearance into your life, y'all. Seriously. Like and subscribe for more. I'm doing more live shows here pretty soon, y'all. TikTok might get banned, so I'll be doing a lot more YouTube lives and stuff like that, y'all. Self-Love Journal is available on Amazon. The Self-Love brand is available as well. Like and subscribe for more. And as always, y'all, mental illness is out. Peace.